from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Looking forward to this guest since I found out he was coming on last night. His name is Keith Smith. He works for SpoTrack, and he also has a podcast, NBA Front Office. You can subscribe to it on YouTube. He's based out of Orlando. He was the brainchild behind the bubble.
Uh-oh.
Keith, how you doing, man? Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We got a bunch of Warrior stuff that's kind of percolating, and I just want to get your thoughts on all of it. The first thing is that the Warriors pushed back Chris Paul's guarantee deadline from today to Sunday. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's an interesting and important thing, because what was going to happen was that today, if they hadn't waived Chris Paul, he would have been on the books for $30 million. That obviously would have, if they kept him, would have put them in a tough spot to achieve some of the goals they've talked about of maybe getting under the tax lines or at least out of the aprons and those kind of things. By pushing it back, what that does is that allows them to continue to explore trades using some, but more likely all, of Chris Paul's salary. So they've been linked to maybe having interest in trying to put something together to trade for Paul George, and that put Chris Paul's $30 million contract will go a long, long way to making that happen if the Warriors can pull it off.
Well, of course, Paul George has a decision to make tomorrow. And I almost get the sense he likely won't opt out tomorrow, but if he does opt out, does that effectively mean that the Warriors are unable to acquire him?
I never want to say unable, because there's always games you can play and you could move around some other money and stuff, but it's going to make it very, very hard, because the only way then they could acquire him realistically, because we could take him signing a minimum contract or any of that foolishness off the table. So that would mean they would have to do a sign-in trade, and a sign-in trade would hard cap them at the tax apron for the kind of money Paul George would want, which is likely to be a max deal or really, really close. That would be very hard to make that happen. So their best bet is to see him pick up that option. Now, I think what is going to happen with Paul George is he's probably going to pick up that option, because that doesn't take any of the things off the table as far as extending with the Clippers. It also would put him in a position where Paul George could then find his way to another team by opting in via trade. It would make finding a trade far easier. So I think there's a chance that is how that plays out.
Let me ask you this, Keith. Great to have you on. Do you think Paul George is the biggest fish out there that's available in your estimation?
Yeah, I think so, because we saw guys like OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam already come off the board. I don't think anybody realistically thinks LeBron James is leaving the Lakers anytime soon. So that really kind of puts Paul George as the number one real free agent out there. And if you'd asked me, if we had this conversation a month or two ago, I probably would have said, yeah, you could kind of take him off the board too, because there was no real way I could have seen him leaving the Clippers. But every day that's gone by over the last couple months that he didn't sign an extension, extension, didn't get anything long-term done, increased the likelihood that he leaves. So that is a thing now that you know, the Clippers may be having to prepare for a world where they may not have Paul George much longer.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for Spotrac, and he also has a podcast, NBA Front Office, on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to that. Great stuff on that podcast. Is it safe to assume that if the Warriors find a way to acquire Paul George, that it ensures, and I know you don't, I forget the absolute, but it would likely mean Klay Thompson is not back with the Warriors?
Yeah, pretty likely. So the Warriors, by virtue of having Quentin Post and then trading him away and circling back around an hour or so later and buying the pick back to get him back, meant that they locked themselves into a hard cap at the second apron. And I think that might have been kind of purposeful for the Warriors. I think one of the things that they were looking to do was set an upper spending limit this year of, hey, we're not going blowing past the second apron like we have in years past and putting a whole lot of restrictions on ourselves. So they kind of, you know, hard capped themselves there at that number as the most they can spend. And if you acquire Paul George, it's going to be really, really hard to then also fit a re-signed Klay Thompson in under there. And I've been kind of wondering, how long is Klay Thompson going to hang out and wait while the Clippers maybe pursue other players? Is Klay Thompson going to say, hey, if you're chasing Paul George when free agency opens and I get a good offer that I like, I may not give you time to circle back to me. I may just do what's best for me and sign elsewhere.
Yeah, Keith, that's what Warrior fans out here are on the, you know, edge of their seat with this Klay Thompson talk. My question to you is, we all know Klay started off slow, went to the bench, and then he got hot. And Keith, we were taking calls, reports were being written that maybe Orlando might throw 30 at him or Philly. Let's just say he's not in the Warrior plans. From where your vantage point right now, do you think 30 or anything over what they offered him, the Warriors, going into this season, 24 is on the table for Klay Thompson somewhere else?
Yeah, I think if we get to 30 or more, you're talking it's a 1 or maybe 2 year deal. And that's where Orlando and Philly could come into play, because they might look at it and say, you know what, this is not a great free agent class. There's nobody else we're really going to get that could have the impact of a Klay Thompson via signing them or even in the trade market. So yeah, let's throw him a big number. You know, what does it take? You want 30, you want 35? All right, let's kick you that big number, but we're only doing it for a year. And then that way, if it doesn't work out, you're free and clear a year later, and you kind of get back to work then. So I think that is one of the options that we could see play out, you know, with one of these teams that has cap space, is go after him. If he's insisting that it's got to be a long-term deal, I think he's going to maybe find himself waiting on the free agent market, because I think teams are looking at it and saying, hey, you're still a good player. Because I think people have gone too far with the whole, he can't play anymore, he's no good. Like, that's not true. He averaged 18 points, shot, you know, pretty well from three. I think it was like 37-38% from three last year. So he can still play, but he's not the Klay Thompson that he was. I think the biggest slip has been on defense, where he was an all-defense level guy, and now he's just not that guy anymore. But I don't know that he's going to get that long-term deal if that's what he's looking for, unless for some reason the Warriors, everything else kind of goes away on them, and they circle back and say, all right, let's get this done to kind of keep the core together for one last big run.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for Spotrac, and you can also hear him on Front Office Show on YouTube. It's a podcast, and you can subscribe to that. You're in Orlando. You're based in Orlando, and that's a team that is rumored to have some interest in Klay Thompson. Is it safe to assume that they are interested in Klay Thompson and likely Kentavious Caldwell-Pope?
Yeah, I think Caldwell-Pope fits what they want a little bit more just because of the defense. I think they would be looking at him as somebody they might be willing to go a little bit more in for. He's a little younger too. So that makes a little bit more sense. But I'll say this with the Magic, even here locally, we don't find out anything from them. You can ask them very direct questions, and they'll say, oh, you know, free agency's, you know, a tough thing, and we'll try our best. And Jeff Weltman and crew, they keep things pretty under lock and key. So that's why we've all learned in the area, when people start saying, oh, Magic are going after this guy and that guy, it's not coming from the Magic. That means that if that intel is accurate, it's being out there from other sources. And then the Magic tend to, more often than not, they will say, all right, we can't trust a working relationship with you, and we walk away. Now, I think what's happened with Clay Thompson and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and a couple others is people are connecting dots, maybe more than true, real reporting and intel of, hey, this makes sense for Orlando. They could use a guy like this. They are going to go, try to do this kind of move. And that's where it starts to be like, all right, I kind of get where people are coming from.
Keith, let me ask you this. I wake up this morning, and just to double back to Clay, and you just, talked about him. He was reported, if he's not in Golden State, Denver and Dallas would be possibly interested in his services. From where you're at right now, just reading the tea leaves and the chessboard that is the NBA free agency, what's your gut tell you about if he were to be on another team, where would he land?
I kind of think it might be Philly on like a really big one-year deal where they bring him in and say, hey, we're going to pay you for 1 year and we'll figure it all out beyond this and kind of go forward. I wouldn't be surprised if that's where it goes, because if you start looking at the board for Philadelphia, in this case, if we take Paul George out of the mix, there's not a lot of guys left that they're going to spend big on. So I think what they might do is take that $60 million and say, all right, we're going to start spreading that around, three, four, five different guys, and one of them may get a big payday, and that could be somebody like Clay Thompson, would be a great fit there playing off Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey.
Keith Smith joining us on 95.7 The Game. He works for Spotrac, also has a podcast at Front Office Show. Last one, Keith, from me is, if the Warriors don't acquire Paul George, is there anybody else that they could target anywhere close to his stature? And is there any chance that they could not get Paul George and lose Klay Thompson?
Yeah, to the first part of your question, it's kind of tough because they're those kind of free agents aren't available this summer. And they could go for maybe a guy like DeMar DeRozan. That's a step down or two. I mean, I don't know where they would be at with some of the off-court stuff, but they want to get involved on a guy like Miles Bridges in a sign-and-trade type situation, right, or something like that. But those are, again, sign-and-trades are hard for the Warriors with where they are salary-wise and tax-wise. So I'm not sure that's the direction they want to go. So then, to the second part of your question, I do wonder if this is one where they put a lot of eggs in the Paul George basket. Things kind of take a while to play out and sort out. Maybe then don't happen. And in the interim time, Klay Thompson has said, I'm done waiting around. I'm out of here. I'm moving off to another place. And then you're kind of stuck there. I still, if I had to put money on it, I got to believe Klay Thompson and the Warriors get back together. Now, that's probably just me being romantic about basketball, because I don't want to see him play anywhere else. So, that's creeping in there too. But I think there is a chance, the relationship continues. But I do think it's going to be kind of an interesting one to keep an eye on.
Keith, we'll get you out of here on this one. If I were to ask you, do you think Jonathan Kuminga is untouchable? How would you answer that?
I would say no. But the reason why is, I think there's maybe about five untouchable players in the entire NBA. I think the biggest thing a lot of fans do is they go through and they'll tell you five players on every team's roster that are untouchable. Hard to trade, hard to get, sure, but untouchable, yeah. Now, I think the Warriors would rather keep him, because I think of all the two timelines, plans, and light years talk and all that, he's the one guy who's kind of panned out from that whole discussion. So I think they'd rather keep him. I think it's more likely they keep him, they sign him to a pretty good size rookie scale extension, and he's part of whatever they're building for not only the near term, but the long term as well.
Keith, thank you so much for joining.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.